Hi, is this Jeanette?
It is.
Hi, this is Rob Thomas with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing fairly well. Got your letter about Jennifer.
Okay.
Tell me about this very hardworking mother.
I just moved here from California and just started working with her in September.
Mm-hmm.
And she is just an amazing person. She is a single mom of 4 biological kids and 2 stepkids. So she has 6 kids.
Wow.
Yeah. When she got a divorce, the stepkids, they were together like 10 years. And the kids didn't want to go with him. And so they're with her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 3 kids in high school and 3 little ones. In fact, one of their birthdays is on Friday.
Aw.
And she's working. Yeah. So she took me kind of under her wing when I started working, and she showed me the ropes. We work with seniors.
Mm-hmm.
She cuts their hair. She does their nails. She's just an amazing person. She works hard. They cut her hours back. So she went and got a night job. She comes in at 5 in the morning and works her tail off in the kitchen and does whatever she has to do there. Then she goes and works a night job.
Mm-hmm.
She has a heart of gold, this girl. She does nothing for herself. She's very selfless. It's amazing. She penny pinches to make it through the day. She'll walk around with a Dutch Brothers cup,
mm-hmm,
with tea in it, but she makes it at home.
Aw.
Because she can't afford to buy it. You know, I just feel that she deserves something, yeah, good. She's always doing. And she struggles and she works hard and she can never get ahead.
I can feel that struggle. You know, I've been there before myself, and so...
Yeah, I was a single mom of 3 girls, so I know. It's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's got 6.
That's incredible to be doing that, man. That... She's got her hands full.
Yeah. And the thing is, and the kids are so good. I mean, the high school kids help her with the younger kids. Like she was telling me last week, the little one got student of the month and she couldn't go. She had to work. But the brothers and sisters went.
Mm-hmm.
Brought the little brother balloons and stuff and said congratulations. So she's doing a good job. She's doing a good job with the older kids. She's doing a good job with these little kids.
I think this is definitely something that Wish Upon a Star can help her out with.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hello, this is Jen.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Rob Thomas with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you wondering why I'm calling?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, we had a little birdie send us in a letter about you.
Okay.
This person thinks extremely highly of you, says that you are a very hardworking, dedicated single mom of 6 kids.
Yes.
How did you end up with 6?
Well, 4 are biologically mine. 2 are my stepchildren from my previous marriage, but they stole my heart, so I have 6.
Wow. That is pretty, yeah, incredible. I mean, I got to give you kudos massively just for that. I mean, that's an undertaking of its own right there.
Well, they're my kids. I'll do anything for them.
Hey, that's what us parents do when it comes to our kids.
We just, right.
We do whatever we have to do to take care of them. She tells me that you work there at a nursing home. Your hours got cut back.
Yep.
How's that affected you?
I had to pick up another job. I work part-time on call at a market.
Mm-hmm.
I pick up side jobs, like cleaning houses and stuff like that, just to make ends meet, but we're getting by.
Yeah, but still probably pretty tight, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I work 2 jobs myself. I'm not going to lie. I work, you know, I have my full-time job, and then I work a part-time job, make sure that I can do what I need to do. You know, it's hard work.
It is, yes.
You know, especially when you got kids and everything else, especially, you know, 6 kids. That's just, to me, that's just crazy.
It is. But they all kind of help me out, too. You know, they help me with the older ones, and we all just kind of, you know, work together as a family.
Yeah. Sounds like Christmas might be a bit of a struggle.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure it out.
You have anything in mind for what you're going to do, or are you just kind of winging it along?
Just kind of winging it. I mean, the older kids kind of get it because they understand and we can work something out. And then the younger ones, they'll get something. So.
Right. I hear you like Dutch Bros, but you kind of like do the fake bros kind of thing.
Yeah. Make mine at home.
Yeah. What would help you most getting by?
I think right now my struggle is more food. Like, I got a lot of teenagers.
Got a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah. Yeah. Food, maybe help with power bill.
Mm-hmm.
And gas.
Do you live pretty modestly?
Yeah. I don't have anything expensive or fancy.
But you get by.
I get by.
It sounds like the kids have been... They've got some pretty good morals to them.
I would hope so.
They help you out with younger kids and stuff. And I heard there was something going on at the school a while back, and you weren't able to go because you had to work. The older kids kicked in and kind of did their part to make the younger one feel loved and recognize him for what he was doing.
Yeah, he got student of the month. I was so proud of him.
That's awesome. You should be.
Right? Yeah. So the older kids went to the dollar store and got him a balloon and a thing of candy. It made his day.
That's good. Well, Jennifer, Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program would like to help you out.
Okay.
We partnered up with Evergreen Family Medicine. Are you familiar with them?
Yes.
And they're going to go do some Christmas shopping for your kids.
Oh, all of them?
All of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I'd like to get you a gift card to Walmart so you can go stock up on supplies or whatever other stuff you need. Maybe you need some clothes for the kids or whatever.
Wow. Yeah.
I'd like to get you a nice big gift card to Sherm's Thunderbird so you can feed all those hungry little gremlins for a while.
That would be amazing.
Also, thanks to Blueprint Meat in partnership with Crystal Creek Meats, who's doing the wrapping on it. But I got 20 pounds of beef coming for you.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
And to make that cup of Dutch Bros feel a little more right in itself, we partnered up with Dutch Bros, too, to be able to hook you up with a gift card so you can enjoy some custom-made teas for a while.
I don't even know what to say. Thank you.
You're welcome. It sounds like you're a hardworking single mom that's kind of gotten the short end of the stick, but yet isn't giving up. You're fighting and pushing through. It sounds like you're raising good kids and
definitely trying.
Hopefully this helps make Christmas a little better. Hopefully it makes your outlook on life kind of a little bit better, knowing that there is good people out there looking out for you and seeing what you're doing, seeing your struggles, and that care enough to want to make things a little easier for you.
God's really amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for everything.
You're welcome. And I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Happy Holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 1240 KQEN.